Hello and welcome to day three of When Heaven Speaks. I'm Pastor Z, also known as Pastor Zachary Obey, and we welcome you to this life-changing podcast. Day three, our title is You Are Still Valuable, coming from Luke 15, verse 8 through 10, the story of the lost coin. Let us pray. Father, thank you for never throwing us away. Even when we've been hidden, forgotten, overlooked, or buried under shame, you still call us treasure. Today, open up our eyes to see ourselves through heaven's lenses. Break the lie that we're worthless. Let this be the day of reclaiming our value, our identity, and our purpose. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Have you ever felt dropped? Have you ever felt overlooked or maybe even dismissed? Here's the truth. You are still valuable. Just because life knocks you down doesn't mean God changed his mind about you. You don't need to be focused to be worth something. You don't need people to call your name to be worth something. You were worth it before the search began. Even in the dark, even in the dirt, even if no one else sees it, God does. This is the recovery season. The Spirit of God is sweeping through hearts and homes and histories to recover what religion ignored and what trauma tried to erase. You've been buried, but not broken. You've been hidden, but not hopeless. And God is moving to recovery for you because your value was never lost, only your visibility. Again, say it for you, your value was never lost, only your visibility. 3 points as we like to give. Here's a story in Luke chapter 15, verse 8 through 10. We'll read it for your hearing. You may be driving. You may not have access to a Bible. Here's what Jesus said in this parable. Either what woman, having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, does not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she find it. And when she had found it, she called forth her friends and her neighbors together, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I found the peace which I had lost. Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of angels of God over one sinner who repenteth." That was Luke chapter 15, verse 8 through verse 10. And God's word is blessed. Here, I want you to think about this today. As Jesus dealt in the last few passages, he called forth and he ate with sinners. He ate with those who were overlooked, those who the church people would say are outcasts. Then he gave us an illustration of a shepherd leaving 99 sheep going after the one. And when he finds the one, he does not beat up the one sheep. He picks that sheep up, puts the sheep on his shoulder, carries the sheep back to the other 99 sheep, and rejoices because the one sheep that was lost is now found. The price get a little more expensive. Here's a woman who has a coin. And that coin, some say, scholars say, was actually like a rock in a ring, a wedding band, or a crown, a jewel in a crown. And this woman had lost this coin. The interesting thing about this coin that was lost, although it was lost, point one, you were lost in the house, not outside the house. You were lost in the house, but not outside of it. You were in the building, but felt broken. You served while silently suffering. But God doesn't just search the streets, he sweeps the house. Even in church, some of us are still waiting to be rediscovered. This woman starts searching for a coin. She said, "I must find it." Her joy was gone. Her hope was gone. Her peace was gone because she knew something was missing. There's some individuals listening today. You feel just like this. Something is missing. You feel like I'm the one missing. I'm that piece that is missing, and I'm just waiting to be found. Here's number two. You're still worth the search. The coin didn't lose its value just because it was out of sight. Just because you have not been recognized, you have not been noticed, does not mean you're inviolable. You still have value. Your worth isn't based on performance. It's not based on proximity, nor is your worth based on popularity. It is intrinsic, unchanging, and divinely assigned. You are viable. Can you say that after me? I am viable. Here's point three. As a woman begins to search and sweep the house, looking all over for this coin that was missing, when she found it, I want to pause there because she found it. She didn't stop until she found what was missing. God says to you, my brother and sister, that I am searching for you, and I won't stop till I find you. And when she finds it, point three, the Bible says heaven rejoices over her finding it. Heaven rejoices over your return. When she found it, she called forth her friends and she says, let's celebrate because the coin that was missing is now found. Can I tell you something today that God says heaven is waiting to celebrate you coming home, waiting to celebrate you been found, waiting to celebrate you recognizing that you are valuable to God. When God restores, he doesn't shame you. He celebrates you. There's a sound of rejoicing coming to your name. Heaven throws parties, not pity. And today, your restoration is heaven's headline. Be restored today, like the coin when the woman found it, received it. Call forth everybody to celebrate. Why did she celebrate? Because what was once lost is now found. My challenge, my brothers and sisters, to you, identify one area in your life where you've stopped showing up because you thought you lost your worth. Whether it's your gift, your voice, your dream, your confidence. Now, I want you to do this with me. Declare this aloud. God still wants to use this. Pray it over. Ask God to breathe on it again and again. Then take one step toward reactivating it this week. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for never discarding us. Thank you for being the kind of God who searches until he finds us. Sweep through our hearts and bring us back every buried treasure. Restore the dreams we dropped. Redeem the value we've forgotten. And let the celebration begin over what you're reclaiming in us. We say yes to the search. We say yes to the sweep. And we say yes to the celebration. In Jesus' name, amen. If you said yes today, will you scream it out again, my brother, my sister? Yes to God. You are seen. You are searched for. And you are still valuable. Join us tomorrow as we continue on When Heaven Speaks, tuning into Heaven's Chat Room. Join us with our topic, Come Home. The door is still open. There's still time. And the Father is still waiting. I'm Pastor Z, and I look forward to our next time together when heaven speaks. God bless.